What's the 411? You're tuned in to 411 Teen. 411 Teen is a weekly program for teens and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. I'm Dr. Liz Hollifield, and joining me this hour as 411 Teen panelists are students from Florida High Developmental Research School. I welcome Chasen Scruggs. This is going to be Chasen's last program. She's graduating. She's a senior at Florida High. Her interests are video productions.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming. And Carrie Warren, she is in the ninth grade, so she'll be around for a while. She enjoys dance, hanging out with her friends.
Thank you for having me.
Jasmine Espinoza. Jasmine is a junior. SGA, work and friends are her thing.
Great to be here.
And Kalisha Sierra. She's a junior also, so we've got her another year. Friends, work, and music.
Thank
Those
you
are her
for
thing.
Having me.
Always glad to have all of you. So a special thank you. The American culture and identity are entwined in religious heritage. Religion shapes American society politically, culturally, and civic life. Religion has long been integrated with the American government. In God We Trust is stamped on our money. But what about the First Amendment? What do we say? Research indicates that young Americans are dramatically less likely to go to church or participate in any form of organized religion than their parents and grandparents. What role does religion play in your life? Religion remains diverse and fluid in the U.S., and Americans are by far the most religious of any of the advanced industrialized countries. God's support has been invoked in all areas of American enterprise, from slavery to war. What role does religion play in your lives?
Religion doesn't really have that big of a role in my life. I'm not really labeled as anything. I believe in a higher being, but I'm not really sure what it is. And I just have my morals that I think are good, being nice to people and being a positive, good person. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't really tie myself to any religion.
Okay.
I'm kind of with the same, like, as the same thing as Chasen, but it's different because, like, I am a Christian, but it's non-denominational. I'm not put into any group like other Christians have. Like, they have different types of,
like,
you know,
Baptist,
different. Yeah.
Okay.
And so my church is kind of just, like, do what you think is okay and do what you think is right. And then if you have any, like, issues or anything that you need prayer for or anything like that, you can always come to, like, your youth pastor or anything like that, but they don't tell you what's right and what's wrong. They kind of leave it open to you.
I am just like Chasen. I am not, like, religion affiliated. My parents are very much, and my whole family
is. That was my next question to
you.
Yeah,
no. They're very religious. My dad, my grandma. Oh, my gosh. she has Jesus on her phone, on everything. But I believe in a higher being and just morally, just how I am and what's good and what's not. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and agree.
Well, I mean, I think I'm agreeing with what Chasen and Kalisha have to say because I personally don't really, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I feel like I am, like, my parents are Hindus, but, like, half of their family's Christian, and, like, everybody I'm around is a Christian. Mm-hmm. And so I'm, like, exposed to different things, which is nice because I get to, like, see, like, variety and different people's opinions. So I'm not really sure yet.
Okay. And some of you have already answered this, but compared to your parents and your grandparents, where do you sit?
My parents are pretty much the same. They don't go to church. They aren't really religiously affiliated, but, like, some distant family members, like my great-grandparents, they're all very religious. One of my grandmas really religious, but, like, my they're all Christian. And then my aunt, she's actually a Wiccan, which is kind of interesting, so it's like something, like, you really don't see often. So yeah, there's a lot of variety in my family.
And so what I hear is that variety, there's a lot of tolerance. Mm-hmm. Or different. Okay.
Yeah, we don't really bring up religion that much, but everyone's respectful of one another, and we know we know things not to say, not to overstep anyone's boundaries, especially with the religious people, because they have something they can be offended about because they have religion.
Okay, you same way?
Kind of. I'm raised by my grandma, mm-hmm. and she was raised Catholic. She was brought up Catholic, but she's been divorced, and she's moved on from that. So after she got that first divorce, she kind of moved over to Christianity, and because even though Catholicism is a form of Christianity, they're more strict of marriage and stuff like that. And she actually had a problem with the church that she grew up in and stuff. So she moved from New York to Florida. So now she told me to kind of just do whatever I think is right and whatever I drive myself to church. And if she doesn't want to go one Sunday morning and I want to, I'll go.
Okay.
So she just kind of do whatever.
Now, you were saying your family is extremely, very religious.
My grandparents on both sides and my grandfather was Jehovah's Witness. They're all extremely Christian. My grandmother's a Catholic. And both my parents, my mom and my stepdad are incredibly Christian. That's what they center their values around. And they've kind of just let me and my sister be because we've established that. Okay. Well, you're not deciding for us. I've looked up Hinduism, Buddhism. I've researched and gone to different temples, different religions. Mm-hmm. My dad,
that's great,
is actually trying to get me go to a Hispanic church that he found in Tallahassee. So he's trying to push me.
But what is Hispanic? It could be anything, right?
Yeah, I haven't completely researched it yet.
Okay,
but I'm kind of just trying to figure it out.
And so I hear you saying that they're pretty tolerant too then.
Oh yeah, they're incredibly tolerant. Researching Buddhism, I bought books, I did the whole thing, and my mom was like, if this is something that you want to look into, then go ahead, but we know what she would rather me be a Christian and live a Christian life. And it's not that the morals, my morals aren't good, it's just that that's what she would prefer. But she's still very tolerant.
I'm not so sure about my parents. I don't know if they're... Because I have, been to church for, church things, sermons, sessions, what do you call them? I don't know. And, my parents are kind of okay, if you say so. Because my dad was like, oh, well, I was born Hindu, I grew up Hindu, and I'm great. So, he really prefers that I would stay that way, and so with my mom, so they're kind of against me switching religions.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a talk with him one time, and he was like, well, whatever floats your boat. So,
okay, that's great.
I have no idea what goes on. Sometimes.
Well, you all are really fortunate because many parents are not nearly as tolerant mm-hmm. as what you are exposed to. They're not accepting of anything except where they're coming from. So, that's good. What about friends? And I'm trying to just get a feel for your peers. And because they talk about it, young folks your age are nowhere near as religious.
No.
And everybody goes, no, nope. No.
Well, I have some friends that are kind of religious.
Oh,
like,
do you?
Okay, there's Javon goes to church. He goes to church every Sunday, and he's really he likes going. He dresses up and he likes to go. And he'll go by himself like Jasmine does if nobody else feels like going that day. And so there some like it, but Cameron, one of my friends, she her parents are really tolerant too, so they were kind of okay, well, we're gonna they don't want her to go to church and at church they kind of push their views onto
mm-hmm.
you.
Exactly.
They kind of say oh, well, here's the Bible, you can read it and get what you think is right from it. And so they're kind of
so then they're kind of tolerant
yeah.
too. Okay.
I think out of all my friends, there's probably, out of nine of them, there's probably two that are incredibly, go to church or religious.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really see it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's, to me personally, unless, I'm encountering, a youth group or a group of people that I know, or it's just, to me, it's rare now to find someone who wants to go to church, who enjoys it, who goes on a day-to-day basis. I mean, not a day-to-day basis.
I know, but weekly, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a thing.
Okay, so you're not feeling that's really the case. Okay.
I'm in the same friend group as Kalisha, and I'm pretty sure, like, I know the two people she's talking about, but one of them is, like, I think one of them finds it difficult to act a certain way in front of everybody in, like, a school setting than they would at their church. So I think it depends on the people that you're around. And, like, one of them is, you know, probably more dedicated or sincere than the other is just because of how they act. So I think it's difficult to, like, project your views onto other people who might judge you for it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like not many of my friends are religious. And, like, if they are, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm Christian, but, I mean, I disagree with this and that, and I don't go to church. I don't read the Bible. I don't really get that involved with it. So, yeah, and then, like, I have a couple of friends who are, like, I have a Muslim friend and, you know, Hindu friends, and they're just a variety, but for the most part, most of them either just have the title of the religion because they're family, but they're not really religious or active in it, or they just aren't religious at all.
Well, the United States is considered very religious as far as compared to other industrialized countries. And what message does that say to you? What does that say when I say the United States is extremely religious? I mean, what does that convey? Does it convey anything particular? What does it say about the country?
I kind of think of, like, all the, I don't know, whatever I think of that, I think, since we're in the South, I think of, like, all the Southern Baptists and, like, older people and the baby boomers and such that are the really religious ones. So, yeah, that's what comes to mind, but just because we're in this Southern setting.
Okay, so, again, they call it the Bible Belt, and we're in the Bible Belt, so.
And it's more populated on the East Coast, too, so that's where, you know, vast majority of the population is. So.
Okay. Feel. I mean, I'm just wondering, because we're always described as being, you know, so industrialized, yet we're so religious. And what does that say? Does it create a conflict? I mean, how do you feel about that? You don't have any feeling.
It does create a conflict.
I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
And I also feel like, I don't really feel like our country reflects that, because I feel like I don't go out in public and I see a bunch of religious things, like, even some other, like, super spiritual countries. Are like, and I also feel like it's not because we're all the same religion here. Like, in a lot of countries, like, it's like 95% is the same religion. And then so, like, you see that everywhere. But I feel like since there's so many diverse religions here, it's not consistent.
Okay.
Not consistent with
All right. We're going to take a break. But when we come back, I want you to be thinking about just whether religion, in your opinion, sets the foundation of a society, because that's what we're going to talk about. You're tuned in to 411 Teen, a conversational forum for teens and other interested folks. This hour, we're examining the role of religion. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll return. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen. This hour, we are looking at religion, and I have some dynamic folks from Florida High. Religion has long been entwined with our government. In God We Trust is stamped on our money. The president's traditionally, when they take their oath of office, you know, their hand is on the Bible, and in many courts, the witness and the jurors end with, "So help me God." So, I wonder, is there a conflict here? Because, first of all, do you believe in separation of church and state?
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody agrees with that. But then what are we doing if we are putting religion in? It's on our money. If you are a witness, you know, you got to swear to God that's true. So what message does that send? What are we saying?
Well, in my opinion, in, like, the example with, like, the court cases and stuff, I think that's kind of, like, lost its meaning. Like, they kind of just do that just to do it.
It's symbolic.
Yeah, it's like tradition.
God, okay. Meaning, like, honest and, like, morally and good.
I don't think they look too much into what they're saying anymore. Like, I think they just...
And I feel like the only people that would care if that was changed is a small group of people, but they're a really passionate group of people. And I feel like other people who, like, wouldn't care if it was changed. They're not that passionate about the change. Mm-hmm. And then they're just like, honestly, let's just not get controversial about something when there's other problems other than just changing titles and traditions, just because so many people are going to get so angry. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be riots and just bad things happening.
Any comments? Okay. What's your position on atheists and agnostics? Do we take their non-belief into consideration? I mean, if you believe in a religion, that's fine. But if you don't believe in a religion, that's your religion. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah. My opinion is, I guess I'll get back to the example of the court case. Like, if that's, like, the rule of, like, you being part of a jury and you have to do that, then, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if they can refuse. Like, I don't even know if that's a thing. Like, if they don't want to say that, can they refuse to, like, be a part of that jury?
Well, there's, and we're going to get to that. There's some states.
My sister.
Go right ahead.
My sister, she likes the whole, like, she's, like, in the sixth grade. She likes the whole, like, multiple gods idea mm-hmm. for, like, Hinduism. So for the Pledge of Allegiance, she says, I pledge of allegiance to the gods of the United States of America.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess that has a little controversy behind it, but I guess if you adapt to yourself and you're still being mm-hmm. true in what you're saying, it's fine.
I mean, if it works for you, then I guess that it's okay. Okay. Do you think that religion sets the moral fiber of a society? What is it that sets or establishes? You're smiling. I'm going to start with you, Kalisha. Because what establishes our moral fabric?
I think that it's internal. I think that every single person is born, and I mean, as you're taught and you experience things, mm-hmm. those good morals or that you're taught or you learn may change. But I don't think we need religion in place to know that taking someone's life is wrong because, like,
I know you're looking at me like, what did she say? What? But is it situational? I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, somebody breaks in your house.
Okay.
Oh, this is the conversation. Oh, my gosh. I got in the biggest argument with her parents one time.
She came over to
this,
the house.
And they, like, attacked me on my views. I was so mad. And that oh, my goodness. I was so angry.
Me and Jasmine are on this side, and my parents are way over here.
Yeah. Okay.
Personally, I couldn't do it. I could not. I mean, I would...
What was the argument?
I would shoot the intruder a way that I wouldn't want to kill someone. That's just not me. And then my parents are like,
are you kidding? Like, they, like, went off. Like, okay, yeah. It started about how they were, like, either going to, like, get their gun license or they were going to buy a gun or something. And I'm like, what for? Like, what do you need a gun for? Like, do you feel unprotected or blah, blah, blah? They're like, no, because it was, like, in the news or something that these two teenagers, like, just broke into somebody's house in Tallahassee, and they were mm-hmm. like, if that were us, like, I would just shoot the intruder right then and there. I'm like, how could you just be like...
I agree, but there's a vast majority of people who feel exactly the same way.
Yeah,
right.
They feel like this, they're right.
Right.
Well, you know,
and I don't think
that's why... Excuse me, let me throw this in there. That's why I said it's situational.
It is situational.
You may not really want to kill someone.
Yeah.
Of course, the other side is if your life is threatened, then what do you do? I mean, if you shoot them in the leg, they still might get you.
Right. The problem that I was having, though, was, like, I was just curious as to why they wanted a gun or why they wanted to be able to have a gun. And then they were like, it's not a matter of right and wrong, but they were telling me that my opinion was incorrect. And they were, like, attacking me. And I'm like, I'm just curious as to why you think that you need, like, that.
So. Jason, what do you think?
About what? Morals?
Morals? It really is back to
a society.
Morals.
I'm sorry, but a society can never just have a label of a religion and then all unify as one, as individuals, to conform to this religion's morals. That's impossible. That's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. You can just, it's mm-hmm. just, it's impossible, and people shouldn't have that type of expectations out of a society ever. Like, people need to stop looking at things as a society and look at people as individuals, because that's what we are. We aren't our labels. We aren't our borders. We're more than that.
Well, isn't there some hypocrisy here? Yet, if we're talking about religion, and love thy neighbor and care, yet religion is often identified as a cause for wars.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yes.
So, I mean, just where do we sit?
Well, I don't, it's the whole, like in the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
there's wars constantly going on. Christianity,
Muslims,
Hinduism. In order for that kind of stuff to stop, someone has to admit that their religion, that they're wrong, basically.
But there's
room enough for everybody to have their own religion and there not be any right or wrong to it.
Yeah, but
do your thing and I do my thing and do you see where I'm coming from?
People should stop looking to unify and they should look for tolerance instead when it comes to religion, because unifying means that we all become one at the same religion. Never going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so I think instead people need to focus on tolerating instead.
That's the problem. Like everybody, like that specific group of people think that they're right and that
exactly.
everybody should be that
mm-hmm.
way. And that's not, it's not going to end up like that. So, and even if you force it on the people, it's not going to be like enjoyable and you're not going to be able to live your life how you want to. So it's like a waste of time in my opinion.
Well, did you have a comment?
Well, I don't even think like, that's, I think a majority of religions don't even preach that. Like, they don't say, oh, force any religion.
Yeah, they don't. It's extremists. That, like, people that say they're part of that religion act very different than the people that are truly a part of that religion. It's a group of extremists that just take everything literally.
What about those religions that go from door to door soliciting? You know, they knock on their door and the door and they're, I don't know what religions
it's
are.
It's
Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
now,
my
how
family,
do you feel about that?
Well, we don't like it like
I don't
at all.
Like it
I feel very well. One time I remember when I was 10 and I opened the door. No, I was either 10 or 11. I got in trouble first off for answering the door when there was an adult home. Like an adult should have answered the door. And even if I was home alone, I shouldn't have answered the door. But I got in trouble for that. And then I got in trouble because they were Jehovah's Witness. And my grandma was like, you know, they're annoying. Like. They just come and they try and, like, force upon,
their
they give you all these pamphlets, and then, you know, like, so now we just don't open the door.
It makes you feel uncomfortable. It makes you, like, what kind of, why do you have to come about this way, like, to tell me about it, you know?
And what about the whole idea of if you don't agree with where I'm coming from, then you're all damned to hell.
Oh, my God.
I think that's so
weird. I have experience with this. So I was 9 years old, and my great-grandma, she's really religious, and she goes to Southern Baptist Church. And then she'd always make me go to Vacation Bible School with her, like a week-long thing. And my parents are like, it's okay, it's fun. So we're going to our last thing, and they have all the parents there. And the pastor, that's what they're called, I think. Okay, so the pastor, he's talking to us, and he's like, you need to tell all your friends about Christianity, you know, you need to tell them about this. He's like, listen, even if they're Jewish, because, you know, that's just, like, the First Testament of Christianity, he's like, they're still going to hell. They're like, if you're not Christian, you're going to hell, so you need to tell your friends, you need to tell your family. And I'm sitting there 9 years old, and my heart just stopped for a second, and I started contemplating everything after this. And that's when I knew, I was like, I don't want to go to that church ever again. I don't want to be a part of this. And that's when I started, like, honestly thinking about maybe, you know, like, all this religion, like, all these people thinking negative things. This isn't how life should be. People shouldn't be against each other. We should all love each other. And then that's when I just, like, really started exploring with other things and not, I wasn't into that anymore, and I was definitely not into that church.
I agree with her. There's certain things I don't agree with in Christianity, and their basis is on love each other, treat each other right, and there's so many things in there that are like...
There's so much hypocrisy.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I did the same thing. That's why I chose to look at different things.
Okay. Well, now, and I know I raised this before, and then we got off on something else, but what about atheists and agnostics? A growing number of Americans clearly identify themselves as unreligious. So how do we address these practices when, in another way, we're discriminating against those who are atheists and agnostics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do we address that? I mean, do we address it?
Well, that was the question that I asked, like, do they have a choice to, like, not be a part of the jury, or is that not a thing, or you don't know?
I just don't really know. These laws, for example, there are seven states, that officially still have on the books, okay, that they prohibit atheists from holding public office. Or should I say, they still have it, again, on the books. They don't believe, if you don't believe in God, then you can't do it. And these seven states are, I looked them up, Arkansas, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Maryland. Okay, now, they are still on the books, but I'm not saying that they actually can enforce this.
Right.
You know, but the fact that it's still on the books, I mean, what does that say?
I think it's a really unspoken issue. Like, you don't hear about discrimination for not being religious most of the time, and especially people that aren't religious. Like myself, I mean, sometimes I'm uncomfortable telling people because I feel like I'm going to be judged, and I feel like people, like, even some people aren't even against you not having the same religion as you, but they're like, why are you not religious?
Yeah.
Or the first time you meet somebody and you're talking, at least this is what I've encountered, they're like, what church do you go to?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I had a lady meet me, most, like, sweetest lady ever. I was picking up my little brother. And it was, like, for a week, so I would converse with her. And, you know, after a while of getting to know each other, that's the thing she asked me, and I said, I don't attend a church. And
how did she respond?
It made me uncomfortable.
It made you
feel, she kind of looked at me like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I was talking with my great-grandma, and she's 100 years old. And
Oh, my goodness.
And I was
That's
in the nursing home with her, and we're just having a conversation, and then she's reading some article, and then she gives it to me, and it's about church, and I read it, and she's like, so, do you go to church, right? And I mean, I didn't want her to have a heart attack. So I had to be like, yes, Grandma, I do go to church, and I love it.
Oh, Jason.
I couldn't. I know, but... I just, it's better that she just doesn't know.
What about the First Amendment, which says that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise of one? I mean, do you have a comment?
Oh, no. My hair is stuck in my ear. I'm having a problem.
Okay. But what about that? I mean, do we really separate church and state?
I think we should because I feel like people, it's just wrong because some religions have ideals or values that everyone doesn't agree with and they just don't make sense. Mm-hmm. But, like, if an extremist group of a religion is, like, prominent, then I think Congress should do something about that because that's dangerous.
Well,
yeah.
Other comments?
I don't think that's, like, I don't think we're actually enforcing that enough because think about it, gay marriage, what was the reason that was never legalized for so many years? Because of religion.
Oh,
they even said it wasn't about religion, but we all know.
Of course it was about religion.
Exactly.
It was the main reason.
Right, and that goes right back to what I had said earlier about how religion establishes the moral fiber of society.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that's just hypocritical because that goes against the very First Amendment.
Well, atheists have been the ones that pressed the legal challenges against the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools. And they say because it contains the words, under God, it violates the Constitution's guarantee of freedom of religion. You know, why should you have to say that? And then there was that court case like back in, I don't know, 40-something, 42 or 43, where it was West Virginia and Barnett. And that's when they said that you cannot require people to say or to recite the pledge. And most schools don't require you to do it, I guess.
If you don't want to do it,
you can opt out. Yeah, you can opt out. And that's what I was going to ask you. What have you observed? How is it? At your school.
I think we're back to the how the God is, you don't necessarily think about it as God, you think about it as just a symbol when you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. But if you don't want to say it, you can sit down.
I think of the Pledge of Allegiance as something more to do with America than a religion. And I find it disrespectful when people don't stand up because me it's more of a military thing and that's just for me. But like, And when people are in, because we do it in first period at school, and when people are just sitting there, like, talking, that really bothers me just because I feel like it's a thing, like, that's out of respect. And even if you don't believe it, you can still at least stand up.
Uh-huh.
I just think that sitting there and talking over it is, like, that just
bothers
me. So
do you find a lot of people sit down?
There's about half of my class in first period, just they don't pay attention. And I don't know if it's of because of religious, like, things, or they just don't feel like it.
I think they're just not there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's every single day we do it, so
it's no big.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of just get used to it. And
how far should private companies go to accommodate religious beliefs of their employees?
I think, like, yeah, like giving Muslims breaks for their prayers because they have to pray five times a day. Like, I always wondered about that whenever we were, like, learning about religion in some classes. That always came to mind and stuff. So I feel like things like that and other religions as
what
well.
What do the women wear? The
hijab?
Hijab. I think that's okay.
I read something one time.
That is okay.
Abercrombie and Fitch. They like there was a.
We talked about this.
We talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Uh huh.
They're not allowed to. Yeah, they're not allowed to wear their things.
No, but she won the court case.
But she won it. But I don't think they
still.
Yeah, they didn't change it.
They really haven't changed. Yeah, that's true. And what about birth control?
Yeah.
I mean, that's been a big issue as far as religion is concerned. And then the response has been a lot of women take birth control for other problems besides birth control.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
exactly.
You know, so that's an ongoing issue.
Do we have time?
Well, I don't know. How quick are you going to say it?
I was just going to say that I'm not sexually active, and I take birth control, and my family's okay with it. It's just because I had really bad, you know, pain, and, like, so that helped me. So it's not
always
all birth control.
And that's hard for people to understand.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, but we'll return momentarily. What's the 411? You're tuned in to 411 Teen. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield, and I have my favorites from Florida High, Kalisha Sierra, Jasmine Espinoza, Inkree Warren, and Chasen Scruggs. We are looking at the role of religion. For example, the court also ruled that public school dress codes can't prevent students from wearing items connected with their faith, such as, you know, somebody might wear a cross or someone might wear a headscarf or a turban or whatever. The First Amendment protects the right of all Americans to freely practice their religion. But the courts have grappled with this whole religious attire. You know, what is your position? How do you feel about people wearing various clothing?
I think the only problem it gets to is when you start, like, trying to enforce or trying to, like, teach specifically, like, your religion is better and this is why. Like, if a teacher was, like, a Muslim and wore, like, a hijab to school and she taught me, like, that would be fine. If she's trying to preach her religion at students, I think that's, like, different. That should be not allowed.
That's illegal, isn't
right?
She would get fired.
If you wore a shirt that was against another,
I think that would be
Or like a T-shirt with a statement
with
negative
connotation.
That's like out of our school dress code. You can't wear stuff that's like hurt. I don't know what it says. It's like you can't wear stuff that's like, I don't know how to phrase it. Like not hurting other people, but like
offensive.
Yeah, you can't wear stuff that's offensive to other. But then everybody can take anything offensive.
But you read my mind.
Yeah.
You know, how do you define what's offensive?
Yeah, and then when you said the thing about, what are they called? Hijabs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're allowed to wear them, like, at school. Our school's, like, really strict on, like, wearing hats inside and stuff, but I've never been in the situation where I've seen someone that, I don't think there's anybody at our school.
A girl, like, whenever I was in elementary school and she wore a hijab. To school and then, like, long sleeve long skirt.
Yeah. I think they make exceptions.
Yeah, I've just never been. I just want to know how some of the teachers would handle it.
I don't know. What about the role of religion, and we're in the midst of it right now, in political campaigns?
Well, yeah. The Republican candidates that claim they're most, you know, that they're supposed to be the most Christian and all that, they're not, because the way they talk is a bunch of baloney, and I think it's foolishness. And I would use some other words, but I'm not allowed to, so.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of them just claim to be Christian.
Because they're, like, Republican candidates, so, you know, they, like... Mm-hmm.
But do they have to be Christian? I mean, as you mentioned, they claim to be Christian.
No, they don't.
I mean, that whole thing about President Obama being a Muslim. Well, he wasn't a Muslim.
I thought that was the most ridiculous argument ever. I was so angry.
I agree. I think religion, personally, should be completely left out of it.
I don't think it can be. There's so many Christians in America, and I think, like, I kind of think it is tied to our, like, nation-wise. And, like, I've never seen, like when you see political figures, you assume they're Christian. Like, I've never seen a presidential
I watch a lot of political shows that are scripted. And even if they weren't Christian, okay, like The Good Wife, that's my favorite show right now. And it just finished, but I'm watching all the seasons on Netflix. Peter Florek, the main character, just won governor of Illinois, but his wife, the good wife, is an atheist. But, like, his chief of staff was like, no, you can't say that, like, publicly, because it'll impact your husband. So even if they were an atheist, they're not going to come out and be like, they're not going to announce it.
The Republican Party is, like, made up so much of having Christian values to get that Christian vote, especially in the South. So, I mean, that's a big part of politics there. Mm-hmm. And I doubt any of them are even Christian.
Well, but even we keep talking about Christian, but what if you're something else? What if
that's
you're Hindu?
Fine.
What if, you know?
Bernie Sanders is Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And then he made a statement that he isn't really that connected with his religion. He was like, I grew up Jewish, but I don't really practice.
And people
are
okay with that because he's a Democrat. If a Republican candidate tried to say that, I don't think they'd be like Republican, because that's like part of, like Chasen said, that's like they got to get the Christian vote. So I think it would be crazy. But I think people would have to get used to it if somebody, like a political figure, said.
Well, as a nation, we're struggling to deal with religion or religious diversity. How do we address that? Because when you start, like we're talking now, if you start thinking about it, there is a lot of discrimination when it comes to religion, just on an everyday basis, whether it's politics or school or what you wear or where you live. Mm-hmm. How do people from different religious backgrounds live together in a nation, in a community?
You got to teach children growing up. You got to teach people just to tolerate.
I think that if you're going to claim that you're a Christian or you're a part of any religion, I mean, not all of them, but isn't a part of it about respecting and loving other people?
Then you should have
There's
this place we go to in Virginia every year-ish, and it's like a big lotus temple. Like, the entire building looks like a giant lotus flower. And you walk inside, and you walk around, and it has all, like, the different religions, like, even to, like, Taoism. Like, and they have, like, phrases or whatever from each of their books that say, like, oh, love one another, respect or whatever, and, like, see the light and, like, the goodness and everything, like, from each religion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, religion, at the least, is really, the interpretation is selective at best. Because, again, we go right back to these wars that we're, you know, that particularly the wars in the Middle East. What are those based on?
Extremist groups.
Is that what
that it is? Or like there's wars that are like, oh, we were here first, you know?
Yeah,
like,
Israel isn't that a big thing? I don't know.
That's
if it still is.
It's in Jerusalem,
where Christianity, Islam, and
Judaism are all on top
right.
of each other.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
right.
So
and I mean, they're basically. I guess there's some who have family that is Jewish, and some who have family who's not Jewish. Mm-hmm. You know. I just wonder, how do you address something like that? What do you do?
I think there needs to be better, more positive religious leaders mm-hmm. from each religion. I mm-hmm. feel like people that are very religious, but they have this such a tolerant, are so tolerant of others. They really need to step up to the plate and try to represent the tolerant people in their religion and then get in touch with other religions. And then I think that should be like a new stage in religion in this world, like that people are now tolerating.
And I keep throwing this in, and we skirt around it, but what about the non-believers? They have just as much right mm-hmm. as those who don't believe. I mean, who do believe. Right. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's not a religion, you can't call them Catholic, you can't call them Jewish, but they don't believe.
Yeah.
That's a group right there.
I feel like the problem with it is, like, they don't really group together. Like, I mean, I'm not that religious, and I don't, like, go to a non-religious group or anything. I mean, there's no church for that. It's just kind of my own thing, my individual thing. So I think that's the reason that they're so, like, we're so unrecognized, because we're not a group. And then so we're just a group of individuals just on their own.
Right.
And then that's why... Which is unfortunate.
But you all have the same position of either not believing or not acknowledging that they're not, you know, just not knowing if there is a power greater than me and thee or whatever religions mm-hmm. believe.
Yeah. I guess, like, if they were to form, I'm sure there are small groups that are, like, you know, that, I guess... What's it called? Protest or... Mm-hmm.
Go against the court cases.
Yeah, mm-hmm. or against some court cases. But I think that the problem that I have is that out of the select few people that I know that aren't religious, some of them, there's two people that I know that are very, like, rude and disrespectful to other religions.
Okay.
And I think that that's why some people don't want to recognize them. So it's kind of like... You know, it's rude.
And it is. So, I agree. If you are going to claim yourself as an atheist...
Then you should just be an atheist
Be an atheist.
I think that applies
for
everyone.
Be tolerant.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what we're here for. I mean, just be tolerant of everybody else.
Of everybody
else. And I feel like that's like a negative stereotype with atheists, because whenever I mention to anyone I'm not religious, they'll be like... Oh, are you going to jump on my case because I'm
really?
A Christian, because I'm this and that?
And it can be the same with religious people. Like, that, the church, you know, Chasen went to when she was 9. If she tells, like, everybody else, like, Christianity is the only religion that's okay, that's the same thing as saying all religions are terrible. It's the same thing.
A lot of people are hypocrites about it. Like, they'll be the type to force their religion down your throat and then get mad.
That's the key with me, the hypocrisy, okay? Mm-hmm. Of, you know, saying one thing and doing another. And that seems to be the case in just about all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't think of one where it doesn't exist. If you don't agree with me, if you don't believe as I believe, if you don't follow the doctrine, whatever the doctrine is that I believe, then you're the one that's got the problem.
Yeah.
You know, not me. And that's where I have a problem.
Mm-hmm. That's scary to me.
Sorry.
No, go right ahead. We'll go around the table.
This one, like, friend of a friend who, like, called. Like, I have this friend, and he doesn't really follow, like, all of the values. Like, you know, there's a lot of statements in this Bible and, like, in the Bible, and people don't usually follow every single one of them, you know? So, like, he's...
Of course, the Bible was written by man now. I'm just throwing that out. Okay, we need to remember that. Go on.
And so, like, but then he, like, called him out. He was like, oh, you're not a real Christian, and, like, you don't really follow the vow. Like, you're not a true, like, and it was, like, it was hard. It was, like, it was rude, and I just felt like that wasn't the right thing to say.
Yeah. I'll just go.
What I was just going to say is that's why I think that Calvary is so, like, that's the church I go to, and they're the only, I've been to two churches on my own, and out of those two, Calvary was, like, the one that was, like, okay with everyone, and honestly, like, truthfully accepting of everybody, and they just were, like, believe what you want to believe, and you don't have to believe with everything that I'm preaching or I'm talking about. So I think that if you find something that you agree with, stick with that, and then don't go judging other people about it.
I stopped going to my church, I think I told you about it, after gay marriage was legalized. I'm bisexual, and I posted about it on my Instagram, and my church follows me, and I didn't know how they would perceive me if I went back to church or how things would be different, so I just didn't go.
Well, I know, how should I say this? I won't reveal anything, but I know a church that preaches against bisexuality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they preach. They preach against, you know, homosexuality. How can you? I'm very conflicted. I don't see how you can say that you love everyone, because
right.
it seems like religion is about tolerance, and that's what we were talking about. Accepting, you know, you may not agree with it,
mm-hmm.
but others' positions on God or not God, and at least accepting them for that.
Yeah. And I think that if you, even, they don't even have to preach about it. So I've been to a church that was just, like, talking about how a husband and a wife. And like, my church is very careful mm-hmm. with saying your spouse or your significant other. So I think even
nice.
The
that's
little things
so nice.
That are just, like, you can tell. Like, obviously, like, if Kalisha felt that she didn't know how she was going to be accepted, then obviously, you know, it probably wasn't a good thing. So.
Yeah.
Well, go right ahead.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was going to say, well, God is referred to in American culture. God is referred to, you know, in American rhetoric all the time. And are we making a mockery of religion when we use God? I mean, somebody gets an award, and I want to thank God. Okay? Haven't you seen that?
Yeah.
I want to thank God. Somebody, you know, goes to prison, and what do?
They come out and all of a sudden are, yeah.
Right. So are we making a mockery of religion?
I think so. I think it's a symbol and an idea. And half the celebrities that get up there, how many of them actually attend church on, you know, every Sunday, every Wednesday, how many mm-hmm. of them actually practice that?
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's comforting. It's just,
mm-hmm. I think people are just afraid. And then they use that as some type of support. And I feel like people use this label, like, just a lot of them out of fear and not really because they're practicing that religion or that's really where they're passionate at, but that's just where they feel comfort at. And that's what they use it as.
Well, I think about, and this must have been, I don't know, a couple of years ago in Kentucky. You know, that lady, she was a government official and she refused to issue Kim Davis.
No, this was this past year.
Yeah, because it was this past
school year.
Yeah, okay.
Was it in Kentucky?
I think it was.
It was Kentucky. Yeah.
It was Kentucky.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her name was Kim.
And I remember it was trending
on Twitter.
Yeah, she refused to issue a marriage license because people were, it was a same sex couple. I mean, that's mixing your
church and state.
That's exactly when
I found out, like, clearly what that means. And I think that if you have a government job, then you work for the state. So that's when you have to step, like, that's your job. And if that became legal, then you need to find a new job or you need to do it.
You need to separate it. It's,
but is it legal if you work in, like, the whole, like, I mean, I don't think this is right. Yeah,
remember?
Like, if you work in, like, a bakery and
he wouldn't make the cake for the same-sex couple, and they said it was okay, and the couple went somewhere else.
Oh, because it's a private business, but she's a state worker. Like, she's a government worker. So that's
the
problem. Like, she has to, that's her job.
Right.
That was a private, like, he owned that bakery.
But is it right to do that?
Is it right? That's my opinion. I don't think so.
Aren't they not, like, can't you just not discriminate because of religion?
Yeah.
Or, like, if you're,
I don't think it's customers. I think it's
employees. You're not allowed to discriminate,
right?
But when it comes to customers,
you can turn away anyone. Yeah,
yeah.
Hmm. What? I didn't hear you.
You can refuse to serve anyone. I'm pretty sure
based on their religion or like ethnicity.
I mean,
you can just say something else.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the loophole in it.
That's the loophole. Okay, but they didn't seem to feel that was important at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, if you don't look the right way, mm-hmm. I guess, they can refuse to serve you.
I think that is, like, in that situation, it's a matter of opinion on if it's right or wrong. But I think, like, that's that guy's business. So I feel like he should have, you know, the rules that he wants to.
But see, the problem with that is, Then you get into
like, what if
allowing
it's a major
and supporting, you know, discrimination.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't like the color of your skin.
Right.
You feel comfortable living in a country.
And I don't want you living in my apartment. You know what? Because I own this apartment. So I'm going to turn you down.
Yeah.
That's where the problem is.
And our country claims this title of freedom so much, and they just want to embrace freedom all the time. But if that's allowed, that's not freedom.
Right.
That's just hypocrisy again.
Well, I guess we'll have to come together again and discuss this. And again, Chasen, we're going to miss you. You're going to have to come back, although you will be attending Florida State, so you'll be around.
Going to miss you, too.
So appreciate having you on all these years. To my listening audience, tune in. Same time, same place to get the 411 on 411 Team. This edition of 411 Team was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical assistant, Ken Smith. Audio copies are available, and if you want to participate in 411 Team or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. If you would like to subscribe to 411 Team podcast, log in wfsu.org. Check us out on Facebook.